two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Utah Weekly Forum. I am your host, Rebecca Cressman, and today we're going to talk about something that is so powerful, and that's recovery from dependency or addiction on substances in a wonderful center that is dedicated to wellness and recovery. In fact, the name of it is Renew Wellness and Recovery. Joining us today, our guests are Verona Maga. She's the executive director and the co-owner of Renew Wellness and Recovery. Verona, thank you for being here.
Thank you so much for having me, Rebecca. It's such an honor.
And we also have, we're lucky enough to have the admissions coordinator, Kim Patience. So Kim, thank you for joining us in this conversation too.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Verona, let's talk about the big picture of addiction and recovery. From your perspective as a co-owner, why did our community need a treatment facility like yours to be created?
You know, Renew Wellness and Recovery is here today because there is such a need right now, and I think there always has been for women. There's a need for a safe haven, a place that is safe for women to heal and recover away from their everyday lives. You know, with us women, we wear so many hats, right? We're the mother, we're the nurturer, we're the caregivers. And at the end of the night, we barely have time for ourselves, if we have any time for ourselves. And sometimes women will find themselves in a place where they have no choice but to go away for recovery. And that's why Renew Wellness and Recovery is here today, is we just want to be able to provide that special place for women to get addiction treatment and mental health treatment and to work on the trauma that's underlying so many of these issues.
It's interesting because as you describe it that way, you've painted a picture that is really accurate and complex about the diverse responsibilities that women fill in their life and the split challenges of taking care of those you need to while also taking care of yourself. And so is learning how to have that healthy balance and knowing what it looks like and feels like to take care of ourselves part of overcoming addictions?
Oh, absolutely. I mentioned the underlying issues, and a lot of it is trauma. A lot of the women who come to our recovery center are in need of just healing and love. And what we're actually doing, you know, we have a great clinical program, but we're also teaching women how to give love to themselves. And it's a very hard adjustment for so many of our clients who come to Renew, because they just haven't done that in so long.
What a heartbreaking part of addiction. And I think for many of us who've had family members or loved ones battle addictions, it's helpful to understand that they need to learn to love themselves again. And, you know, when I've been listening to women who've gone through your treatment facility, and one of the things they've said over and over again is that going there felt like being in a safe and loving home, where when some of us envision a place for rehabilitation and recovery, we might envision kind of a sterile hospital environment clinic. So let's talk with you, Kim Patience. She is the admissions coordinator. What are the benefits of creating a center like yours that is a home?
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, and that is the goal that we want. And when I take those first calls, whether it be from, you know, the addict or the, you know, the client themselves or a family member, I always say, you know, our goal is right when you walk through the door is to feel at home and to feel loved. And myself being in recovery, you know, and going through a program many years ago, I had a lot of shame, a lot of guilt,
and, you know, leaving my four children behind, I didn't know what any of that looked like. And, you know, it's a place of fear. So, you know, as I talk to these women, that is our goal at Renew, is when they walk through the door, is that they can feel this big hug and this warmth. And, you know, if we have succeeded at that, then we know that we can help them throughout the rest of their journey at Renew.
And you're finding that sense, Kim, that mothers aren't sure how they can take time to address their issues when they have responsibilities at home.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, I think it's like, yeah, I can't leave my children. I need to stay here and, you know, be there for them. But in all reality, I mean, I was not present for my children, whether I would be in my room with the door locked and not coming out. I mean, I wasn't there for them. And even if I, you know, was there, I just wasn't there. So it takes a lot. And I think, you know, the support is needed. Some women have wonderful support coming in, some don't. And so we want to just be that support for them, you know, whether they have it or not, but to just be that their cheerleader during, you know, this time that they have. And the time goes by so fast. So, you know, we want to be able to just give them a safe place and time to heal and let them know that, you know, you can still see your children. You know, we can bring them in and they can have visits. You can call them. And, you know, we want them to know that family is a huge part of the recovery journey. And so if we can get their family involved and anybody else that can be supportive for them, then that's our goal.
Verona, what kind of addictions are treated at Renew Wellness Recovery?
You know, so our focus is the substance addiction. And so our women are suffering from a wide array of addictions. Again, substance is our main focus. We're also working with them on mental health, and we're doing a lot of trauma work. We're dealing with a lot of postpartum because of those underlying issues. That's when we start to see the addictions coming in really strong.
There's lots of different types of therapy. What type of therapeutic treatment is offered at the center?
So Again, I mentioned earlier that we have a very strong clinical team. And so our women are getting individual therapy with licensed therapists. They do that twice a week. They are doing family therapy, and then they do groups all throughout the day. They're doing DBT groups, trauma-informed care. We also take a holistic approach. You know, again, we have clinical, but we do some holistic approaches that complement the clinical care. And so the holistic modalities range from equine therapy to movement therapy. Again, we're doing a lot of trauma work. We're doing inner child work, trauma yoga. And so there's a whole lot that goes into that. And the reason we give them all these options is because we want the women who come to Renew, and when they leave, we want them to have as many tools possible, and a lot of different aspects of therapy to pull from when they need support again. And being in recovery, you're going to constantly need that support.
And I appreciate that you brought it back down to trauma. And Kim, I want to ask you a bit about that, because as women are working through recovery, and it is a lifelong process, right, to continue to work and be healthy and to know the strategies to put in place. When you create a safe space like you have done with Renew Wellness and Recovery, that, are you finding that the women then are saying, okay, this is where I can finally address and deal with trauma and share that with other people? Kim, can you talk a little bit more about that as well?
Yeah. So what I love about Renew, I mean, we're a home. You know, some women that call, I've had people say, is this a hospital? You know, no, this is a home, and we treat just 10 women at a time. And so we're just small and intimate. And because of the small setting, I think there is just that comfort. They're feeling like, first off, the women become so close together, and they're able to share and become vulnerable in a setting where it is only women only. And I think that makes a huge difference. I went to a program, like I said, many years ago when Renew wasn't even around. I went to the House of Hope for Women and Children, but you know, I had 40 women, but it took me a while to fill that safe place. But because I was with women, it did help me to share the things from my heart and to become honest, you know, with the group. So I think with what Renew offers is that small setting and the women only, and it's just a beautiful thing to watch these women share intimate, private things that they have not ever shared with anybody. But to witness it, it's such a healing and beautiful process.
And speaking of beautiful, I was lucky enough to actually visit your treatment facility in Harriman. It is a beautiful home. The yard is green. There's all kinds of space and trees. And you kind of have this sense of tranquility just from someone visiting the center. Verona, why was it important for you to build a holistic environment of therapy?
You know, I think there's a lot to say about not having enough self-care these days. And when you really look at the holistic approaches that we're sharing with our clients, so much of it has to do with inner work and spirituality and just caring for yourself. And so a lot of the holistic approaches are things that someone might not think is holistic. And so there's things like yoga, teaching someone how to meditate, how to just disconnect and really focus on their inner selves. And so it's something that us at Renew just find really important, just to be able to connect with yourself. Because for so many of these women, as they've gone through addiction and hardships in their lives, they truly are disconnected from who they are and who they're meant to be. And so these holistic approaches are really important to us to just help the women connect. And again, it's a way to offer them as many tools as possible.
And it's interesting, I just finished reading parts of a book called The Body Keeps Score. I think that's the correct title. And it talks about the effect of trauma on our body, on our mind, on our habits. And it's just so eye-opening. And I'm sure for both of you, it is something that is addressed. You see addressed every day as people are moving through recovery and becoming more in touch with their body. Once again, Kim, can you describe what like a typical day at Renew Wellness and Recovery might look like for someone who is there at the home?
Yes. So with the women, we get to offer, like Verona mentioned, mini groups, process groups, psychoeducational groups, you know, equine. But a typical day would be, you know, they wake up, you know, we want them to take their vitamins. We have healthy breakfast, and then they're able to get ready for the day and then, you know, go to the gym. They do go to the gym on a daily basis, which is needed. Get, like you said, the body is so important, and what we feed our body, how we take care of our body is how we're going to feel. So, you know, we strongly implement that and incorporate the gym and healthy eating. We have a nutritionist also that comes and does a class with them. And we have a yoga instructor that comes and does yoga, but they just do groups throughout the day, and that's where they connect. That's where, again, you're in a small setting in a circle, and they're all connecting, they're shoulder to shoulder, and they're crying, and they're connecting, and they're laughing, and they're finding joy a day at a time, come back into their lives. And for Verona and I to just step back and watch these women heal from such hard traumas and to become, it's like they're alive again. They're feeling alive. And I think that's the most beautiful thing that we at Renew and staff get to witness these women's lives change a day at a time.
That it seems to me that word renew has so many levels that it applies to, right? Renewed hope,
right.
And renewed beginnings and in addition to living a life where substances are not driving your behavior. Verona, why is it so key to also include the family? And talk to us a little bit about the programs available to help the family system around that woman.
Yeah, for sure. You know, the first week of treatment, the women are a little disconnected from their families. As I mentioned before, we're really trying to help them reconnect with themselves and give love to themselves and focus on themselves. So that first week is a little bit difficult for our clients because it's brand new to them. It's something foreign. And so after that first week, we start implementing family groups and family education programs. And so the women, they will start doing a weekly family group session, sometimes more if it's needed, and that's totally case by case. But it's so important to include families, because a lot of times the traumas and underlying issues are affected by family relationships and things that may have happened in the past. And what we're seeing, if we don't include families, if families aren't a part of this treatment program, then the women go back to the exact same environment. And what happens when there is a growth in one area and the other is exactly the same, it's so easy to just transition back to whatever was your norm prior to coming to Renew. And so we really try and focus on family programming, family education, so that everyone is growing and healing and learning together. Again, that family aspect is just such an important piece of our program.
It's interesting. I was just talking to a mother, and she was saying she learned in family treatment that by being as domineering as she was encouraging her child to shut down, and that her child then learned, anytime I'm feeling overwhelmed, I'm going to shut down. And then from the shutdown came the numbing and that cycle. And so they changed that communication dynamic between them, which changed and brought so much peace. And it's these tools that we are all looking to learn from. And I appreciate it. For those who've just joined us, we are talking with Verona Maga. She's the executive director and the co-owner of Renew Wellness and Recovery, a treatment facility for substance dependency, as well as mental health. And this treatment facility is in Harriman, and it does house 10 women at a time. Also joining us is the admissions coordinator, Kim Patience, who has shared that she has gone through the experience of addiction as a mother, as a woman, and can help give that support from that perspective. Kim, you talked about how important it is for women to be in a center that is women only. Can you talk a little bit more about why that? Because this is one of the few centers in the state that provides that.
Yeah. For me and for, you know, the women that I get to help, I think that it's so important for, you know, men to heal with men, women to heal with women. Again, we want to create a safe environment. And with these women coming in, a lot of their trauma has been with, toxic relationships with men. And so that is why we want to provide a safe, small, intimate place for them to heal and, you know, for them to express themselves and become vulnerable and be able to feel safe while doing so. It is such a beautiful thing to heal with women. And I tell the women, I get to actually run a group, the 12-step group, and it gives me a chance to stay connected to these beautiful women that walk through the door and to be able to stay connected with them. But I love, you know, being able to listen to them share their stories and say, you know, I wouldn't have been able to share that in a setting with men. There is just no way. So it's very important that we create this safe environment for women to heal with women.
And Kim, can you elaborate on the 12-step? Because I think over time, some of us have learned about AA and its 12-step program. But can you explain to us a little bit about the 12-step program and how it's incorporated at Renew Wellness and Recovery?
Yeah. So the 12-step program is basically, it's a step-by-step, and we work through each step, and we're able to, incorporate that with an action. So every step comes with an action. Like step one is honesty. So with that step, you know, there's an action that goes with that. And, you know, that is what I love is it's like, okay, what do I do? How do I do this? Like, I had no idea what a 12-step program was until I was involved myself into the 12-step program. But it goes through each step. Step one, honesty. Step two, hope. Step three is turning your will over to that higher power. And then step four is writing a searching and fearless written moral inventory of yourself, which can be very painful. And that has to be really done in a safe environment. And then step five is confessing that and sharing that with a trusted advisor, such as a therapist, such as an ecclesiastical leader. But we walk them through these steps. And finally, the last step, step 10, is, you know, continue to take that personal inventory, admit when you're wrong. Step 11, seek through prayer meditation. And then step 12 is service, and service is key. So by that time, you know, we've gone through all these steps and they're ready to get out into the real world. Of course, acclimating safely back into society, and they're ready to just go help someone else and give back. And that's where the beauty begins.
And there's lots of opportunity, in fact, because addiction is so common, even if people are not expressing it publicly, being addicted to alcohol or dependent on any type of drug. It's so much more common than people realize. And so we do need to be honest and turn and say, what kind of support and help can we give to others? Verona, for those who are listening right now and they are interested in finding out more, whether Renew Wellness and Recovery can work for them and what type of financial requirements we do make. Can you talk to us about that process?
Yeah, for sure. You know, we probably have the most reasonable rates in the state, from what I understand. We work with most insurance companies. Going into treatment and dealing with the admissions financial insurance part can seem very scary, but as you guys know, we have a wonderful admissions director, and she's so easy to work with. But we always encourage women and families to come to Renew and check it out. Like Kim said earlier, we're a home, and we've created this family setting. And so in order to see if Renew is the right fit for you, we highly encourage potential clients and families to come through and tour. You can call us at 801-890-1000. Kim will answer that line and set up a tour for you to come meet with a therapist and get a free session. And that way we can see if we're the right fit for each other, because we may not be the right fit for each other. But we like to think that Renew is a place for all women.
So it can start with a visit or a phone call or by visiting your website as well. Kim, what is the average stay for a woman at Renew Wellness and Recovery?
So the average stay is minimum 45 days, and typically, you know, 60 days would be the average. But we really recommend 45 days minimum in order for the brain to heal, the body, and the spirit.
Before we wrap up, we have just a couple of minutes left. I'm wondering, I want to ask both of you how important it has been for you to be involved in a treatment facility like Renew Wellness and Recovery. Verona, how has this been pivotal for you?
Oh, it has been absolutely beautiful. Being able to serve these women every day, I just feel so grateful. Kim and I have these conversations daily, and you know, we get to do the Lord's work. We get to serve His children and serve people and give of ourselves. But more importantly, we get to watch miracles happen. We get to see families reunited. We get to see families heal. And I think for me, that's the most breathtaking part of the work that I get to do every day, is to see healing happen and to see people just find who they truly are and see them smile and go back home to their children and families. It's such a wonderful, amazing job that we have.
I love that. How about you, Kim?
Oh, Verona said it. I mean, it's so humbling. We get to be instruments in God's hands, and it's very humbling work. I just truly stand amazed at the work that we are able to do and get to do and to be a part of these women's lives. I have to say the opposite of addiction is connection. And so as we, you know, are able to see these women grow and connect as they have been able to work through not only their substances, but truly the underlying issues that have been creating the substance, And for us to be able to create that safe place here, it's very humbling, and it's just an honor to be able to be with these women on a daily basis.
Kim Patience, the admissions coordinator, and Verona Maga, the executive director of Renew Wellness and Recovery. Thank you so much for taking time to tell the story of Renew and why it has been so important to have this home environment for women, putting their life back together, their health back together, and hope again in the future. For more information, the phone number that she shared is 801-890-1000. It's Renew Wellness and Recovery. Thank you for joining us on this week's edition of Utah Weekly Forum.
Thank you, for having us. It's been a pleasure.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.